At a certain level of development, we are called homeless. Meaning that the view a homeless person takes is not from a specific place, rather from the position of humanity as a whole. It is established at this point that human beings have certain aspects that are not perceptible to the senses. In the same way, something real lives in the soil of the earth that represents the spirit of that nation. This invisible spirit influences visible entities such as the human being living there. Entities at moon stage are at the next level onto us. Between here and the moon is the realm of angels. The archangels are at sun stage, and at old Saturn are the archai, or spirits of personality. Archai were human on old Saturn, archangels on old sun, and angels on old moon, as we are human now on earth. At our next stage of evolution, we will transform the astral body into the spirit self. Real entities are above us, influencing this evolution. Consider the sleep state. If we gain consciousness of the astral, we can move independently of the physical and etheric. In the future, we will be able to move the physical and etheric, guiding their movements from outside whilst in the astral. This will cause a split in the human being. It will evolve us into something else. Archangels can already do this. They can direct and work on themselves from the outside. So they can work in the spiritual atmosphere around Earth, influencing us and transforming the ether around us and our home. Archangels are the spirits of nations. Nations are guided by specific archangels. Every age also has something that goes beyond the souls of individual nations, bringing everything together. And we could call this the spirit of the age. John the Baptist once said, "Change the inner attitude, for the realms of heaven are close." The spirit of the age refers to an entity three levels above us, sublime spirits or archai. At the end of each epoch, the reins are handed to sublime successors. So the spiritual entity, spirit of the age, can work on its own development. Meanwhile, the one who has not had a turn for the longest time has a go again. So our present spirit of this age will return. Spirits revolving through returning cycles are spirits of revolution, who bring gradual, natural progression to humanity. the archangels work with these spirits to instill their fruits in the land as spirits of nations. And the angels are the connection between spirits of nations and individual people. We see how the human being is a part of the hierarchy of spirits. Spirits of the age inspire. Spirits of nations inspire. Or spirits of the age inspire spirits of nations. Spirits of nations inspire angels. And angels inspire individual beings, who become instruments for nations and ages.